Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Check it out.
Doug Stewart, undesirable character.
He was cruel and a sadist.
Ryan Stewart.
All of my most sensitive areas were in flames.
I can't feel my legs.
Now I've heard everything.
The Two Live Stews. What up, Fred?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right. First topic. He called me the B-I-T-C-H. He called me the B word.
You just gonna stay with B word.
What? Why you had to call me a B word? Man, it's hard to defend LeBron when he says something like that.
And he goes skipping over a guy.
Stews, what do you have to say?
Listen, Tom, since Doug clearly doesn't want to talk about this situation.
It's hard to spin, ain't it, Doug? I'm on his bandwagon, and I don't know what to say.
I'll go ahead and take the lead if Doug don't want to speak on this thing, Tom. All kind of things get said on that basketball court, Tom. All kind of things get said on the football field, Tom. Nobody that is a professional athlete should have feelings that so sensitive that they got an issue with being called the B word. Tom, I've been called much worse that won't be said on this radio station.
By me, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I mean, when he got home, did Savannah talk to him? Did his mama call and say, why you say something like that? Did his children say, Dad, you can't.
I don't know, Tom, but I tell you what. This whole Draymond thing, as far as LeBron James, it's almost like karma, though. I mean, Draymond has been killing fools in the playoffs, kicking them all in their testicles and whatnot, Tom. It's been out of control. So it's a little bit like karma to me, if you ask me.
So he's not getting fined and punished, rather, for necessarily calling him the B word, but collectively the things that the guys looked away and looked to the other side. And
Sybil, I look at it like this, Sybil. Draymond Green literally kicked Stephen Adams in his testicles in the last series, okay?
Yes.
Now, he got no suspension for that. So he simply grazes LeBron's vagina and gets suspended.
Oh, wow.
That's a problem. That's a problem, okay? So you can kick a man where...
You can kick
a man in his midsection, but you touch LeBron's vajayjay, and you got a real problem with that.
Oh, my God.
So, people are a little sensitive, and that's the only reason why they're sensitive.
Doug, what you got to say to that?
I think the mic has been dropped. Let's go.
And you know what, player? He had that and was holding that all weekend, man.
I've been thinking about that joke for 2 weeks, Jay. 2 weeks.
And you know what? I'm going to leave the vajayjay stuff alone. But, the biggest story here, morning show, is these NBA finals. The Golden State Warriors win. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson will continue to move forward the rapid re-infiltration of light-skinnedness in our society. Better known on the street as a light-skinned overload. Now, Tom, hold on. Don't stop me. I know this is a touchy subject, seeing as you, though, are the team light-skinned president, but you've seen what's happened over the last couple of years. Light-skinned brothers trying to take over again, y'all. Look at recent history. Best rapper was always reserved for chocolate brothers like Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, Rakim, Biggie, Lil Wayne, or even crazy-ass Kanye. But recently, Drake? Think about it. In the NFL, Russell Wilson owes so many waves in his hair, makes you seasick having behind, going to Super Bowls every other year, seems like, Tom. Think about it. For a long time, guys like Jordan, Dominique, and even a dude named Taka Thunder used to dominate the slam dunk contest. Now Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine battling it out, looking like Al B. Shaw and Steely E. When will it end, Tom, huh? When will it end? You must admit, Tom, Dark Skin Brothers have had a great run over the last 30 years or so since Denzel, Wesley Snipes, Morris Chestnut, Keith Sweat, and Bobby Brown. It seems.
I don't know how we got into light skin, dark skin, but somehow... Somehow we got into light skin, dark skin.
We can't go back.
Can we just find out, what do you guys think? Who is it going to end tonight, or is it going to go into the week?
I don't think it's going to end tonight. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers win. They take it to game 6, and I'm hoping for the Cavs to win so they can get this back in proper perspective.
If LeBron don't get some dog in him, he ain't doing nothing, period.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Two live stews.
We love you more than show.
Great job, guys.
But when you kick him in his vajayjay.
In his vajayjay.
Now we got a problem. That's the best line yet.
That is the absolute best.
All Doug could do is go light skin, dark skin.